Good evening, and welcome to the 10 o'clock news. Tonight's top story. A baby has been found abandoned at a local hospital. Porters found the baby girl, who is thought to be only a few days old, at 2 o'clock this morning. Police are appealing for the baby's mother to come forward. Meanwhile, the baby is being well cared for by hospital staff, and she is said to be doing well. Three people have been injured after an explosion at a car warehouse in the city. The cause of the explosion is not yet known, but police are investigating. It is thought that some chemicals were left in the open instead of being locked away. Workers at the warehouse were said to be relieved that the explosion had only been minor and that no one had been seriously injured or killed. Local schools are campaigning for school hours to be altered. Students and staff are writing to the Prime Minister to campaign for schools to start and finish earlier. It is not yet known if their campaign has been successful, but if so, schools will begin at 8 a.m. instead of 9 a.m. and finish at 2:30 p.m., leaving students and staff with more time after school. A play in the city, which is said to be a parody of modern theatre, begins tonight. The play, which features famous singers, dancers, actors and musicians from across the country, is set to be a real hit, so get your tickets in advance to avoid disappointment. Finally, a pigeon has broken the world record for the longest known pigeon flight. The bird was released by its owner in Bali, Indonesia, 31 days ago. It flew back to its home on the Scottish island of Arran, a total of 8,143 miles, arriving yesterday morning. The bird's owner, Angus McMurphy, was said to be delighted. And now for the weather. Tomorrow is set to be rainy, with light spells of sunshine towards midday. Temperatures are expected to remain below 10 degrees, with a maximum of 11 in the southeast. On Tuesday, things will be brighter, with temperatures of 20 degrees, so get your summer clothes out. Unfortunately for you hay fever sufferers, the pollen count is high for this week. And that's all for tonight's news. Thank you for watching. See you tomorrow.